Today's episode is supported by Spun Out.
You know, I've definitely noticed people being way more open online about mental health lately.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, especially when people are talking honestly about stuff like self-harm or eating disorders or suicide.
But it can also feel a bit tricky, like you want to respond well, but you're not always sure what the safest thing to say is.
Exactly, and that's what Safer Conversations Online is all about. It's a free online course from Spun Out, supported by the HSE.
It's practical and really easy to get through, with short videos, clear explainers and stories from real people.
Plus, some interactive bits that help you think about how you actually show up in conversations online.
So whether you're posting, replying or just trying to support someone,
it's a really useful one to check out.
You'll find it at spunout.ie/safer conversations.
That's spunout.ie/safer conversations.
Bring it on down to Bonus Town.
That's like Bargain Town, but like Bonus Town.
Bring it on down to Bonus Town, where the lads are only hilarious. Nope.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
like
that. Yeah,
that
was something in it.
Something in it.
I didn't like it. I didn't like that bit.
You're not ready.
You're not ready to do that song. You'll never be ready. You'll have to take a few years out and reevaluate your situation. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to a bonus episode of Stall It, a very late bonus episode where I need to get my hand off the microphone.
Did you ever see the film The Castle?
The Castle?
Mm. One of the best Australian films of all time, but there's a famous line in it where he goes, "Get your hand off of Daryl," and that's what I want to say to you.
What's he
that
say?
That is a very niche reference.
It's like when your man's talking, well, I can say it, can I? Talking bollocks.
Oh, and your man, get out of here, lads.
And the Australian goes, "Ah, oh, mate, get your hand off of Daryl." As in, stop talking wank.
Do you know what's mad?
What's mad?
I was watching a video on YouTube. I went down the rabbit hole.
Oh, what did I tell you about that?
Here we go.
Thrift store hunting.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
And he went in and he's looking for sealed DVDs.
Okay.
For like $1 and stuff and flipping them on eBay for like 50 quid. And one of the DVDs sealed was that one, that doll one you were talking about.
Dolly Dearest.
Dolly Dearest, yeah.
For real?
Swear to God, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what the fuck? That's mad.
I would have fucking bought that now if I had a seen it. Sealed.
Yeah, and he's like, this one goes for $24.99 on eBay. I'll put that in my basket.
Sick.
Only for $1.50.
Oh, that's when, do you know what? I want to get Dolly Dearest for the set.
Yeah.
I want to get her in here. I want to get E.T. in here.
Do you know what? I wanted to ask James from George or something, if you're listening.
Oh, he's listening.
If I wanted to buy something in America, can I ship it to your address?
And then what?
And just keep it there and then visit him and then collect the packages.
Imagine like James is all excited, finally Darren's coming to visit.
Yeah, just to get the package.
He's got the spare room ready. He goes, "Hey, James, yeah, so you've got the package. Thanks for listening." Just walks away.
Yeah. Dolly, yeah, I have to Dolly Darren's DVD.
One single tear down his Georgian cheek.
So let me know in the comments on Spotify if that's okay. But just don't share your address maybe in the comments.
What
if you're really...
What do you want to get
George
delivered to his gaff?
If I told you that, I'd have to kill you.
Fuck. Well, I don't want you to kill me.
Well, I wouldn't do that now.
Well, keep
that's
it
why
to yourself.
I'm not telling you.
Well, keep it to yourself.
Calm down.
Keep a little secret.
If you really want to know.
Come on.
Just Pokemon cards.
Oh, I knew it. Oh, God.
Do you have them here?
Can't get them.
What about Japan? Would you look in Japan? Surely to Jesus, that's where the goats are.
I actually booked Japan.
What do you mean you booked Japan?
Going to Japan in November.
Are you?
No.
Oh.
No. Any questions?
I was like, that's really
what a
interesting
shit prank.
Why didn't we talk about that?
It was a shit prank.
Yeah, who was that a prank on?
Yeah,
like,
guess what?
Victim of that prank.
I'm going to Japan in November.
No way.
No.
Oh.
Twice as bad a second
got
time.
Punked.
Hello, boys.
Ashton Kutcher style.
Here we go. Well done on the live show. It was class. Paul here from Dunmore East, the teacher who sent in the quiz. First off, I want to argue with Joe.
Oh, bring it on.
Quel surprise, he's written.
Quel surprise.
Check out Francois Mitterrand over. I have a slow cooker and I use it regularly during the week. As a teacher, I am often back late after school with extracurricular things such as soccer training, drama club, or our sustainable development club.
Well, that's on you,
Paul. Jesus.
That's on you, Paul.
Several mornings a week, I will put the slow cooker on. If I have time, I may brown the meat, but often I just lash everything in and put it on low for 7 to 8 hours. I do a spag ball, a beef ragu, and a variety of curries. All I need to do then is rice, pasta, or spaghetti when I get in.
Love
the
it.
Meat
That's the hard
chunks. The meat, if in chunks like beef or pork, just comes out so tender and not dried out. It has been a game changer.
I mean, the pasta is the hard part. You got to really wait for that water to boil. And that's the hard part.
I think Paul's trying to teach us something here.
Well, he's not teaching me.
He's trying to tell us because I bought the slow cooker and Joe shit all over it.
Yep.
He's got a big dookie in it.
God almighty.
I recently took TUI students from Waterford up to Dublin to observe the courts. Part of the day was a stop for lunch in a shop and some shopping at the Jervis. I couldn't believe my eyes when outside the bathrooms I saw a Pokemon cards vending machine.
I know.
What the hell, says Paul. Darren and Joe, if you could install a vending machine, what would you have dispensed from it? Darren, I always thought you were talking nonsense about Pokemon cards and collectors, but after seeing Jake Paul sell the one he bought for $5 million for $16 million, I stand corrected. Keep up the great work, lads. Paul the teacher in Dunmore East. Mm-mm-mm. Paul's been busy.
Well, Paul, a lot but nothing. Money messing, Paul has been busy.
What is in your vending machine? Is it taking your hand off the mic?
There's a packet of
definitely be in there.
There's a packet of Coke and curry noodles out in the vending machine. I thought that was pretty bizarre.
It's a weird one. There's just like Fanta's, Cokes, crisps, chocolate, and then Coke and noodles.
Packet, not a tub. A packet of curry flavoured Coke and noodles.
It actually been a bad way.
Just ran out of ideas what to put in it.
That's fucking mental.
Yeah.
That is mental.
That's like putting a bag of lettuce in it.
I'd have a mashed potato vending machine.
A mashed potato vending machine? Where they just,
or
just loads
of dispenses it like a 99.
Oh.
Do you know what we bought?
Is this another Japan-esque?
We didn't buy anything.
Microwavable mash.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And it comes in little blocks.
Oh.
They look like chunky chips. You put it in the microwave for 3 minutes, mash it in, put it back in for 2 minutes, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I don't even want to look at the back of the packet.
Yeah, you would not want to look at it. You're over there making smash.
Well, look,
yeah. Oh, mash, get smashed.
You want to check out this mash up on the microwave for 3 minutes? Looking little. Oh, just don't look at the back of it. Don't look at the back of it. Don't look at the back of it. Amy's like, I'm just going to see how many. It's all red. It's red. It's sorry, red. Once you see red, just don't look at it.
What size are the blocks?
Like chunky chips.
Like an inch?
Pub chips.
Just one block.
Or loads of blocks. Multiple blocks.
Okay. Oh, and you put them all in?
Put them all in a bowl.
Okay.
And then you put it in the microwave with a dish over it.
In a bowl, and then it turns into mashed potatoes? Like magic?
They get soft. Yeah, it's like, it should be on one of them JML ads.
It's like one of them toys that you used to put in the bats and then it grows. It's a tiny little thing you put it in the water and then it grows into a big alien or something.
No, but it starts
like
getting too big.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
It's just like all soggy.
In the bat like that. Oh. So is that actually getting too big? I have to get out.
It's like a bath bomb, but mashed potatoes. I love it.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're already eating bat bombs, man.
don't look at the back of the packet.
Don't look at the bike.
You're not ready. Yeah.
Aren't like that, you just don't look at the ingredients. Just enjoy for what it is.
Yeah.
Enjoy for how simple it is.
Yeah. Enjoy for how healthy it is.
But that's what I'd do. I'd put frozen mash
blocks.
Blocks.
Joe, what are you putting in?
No, I wouldn't actually, but I'll think of something else.
Crispy
spice bags, what?
You
crispy popcorn crispy mix.
No, not food. I do you know what? Just a little game. Like, if I walked in this building, I'd get bored real quick. So, a few little Sudoku quizzes or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you're going to the Jacks, a little crossword book, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
They're good on plans, when you're on a plan.
A crossword book. Sudoku is the numbers.
The numbers one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the crosswords where you can win money.
A yo-yo. I'd have, a little pound shop. Pound shop vending machine.
There is one of the Jervis, the Pokemon vending machine. He is correct in saying that.
Would you be, I suppose, expecting good cards from that, or are you just
shit? They'd be all gone in 5 seconds.
Well, you wouldn't know. You don't know what's in the packets, no? Yeah.
You know the
if the packets
the release what the name of the packet is, like there's multiple packets out there. Like, do you know what I mean?
Okay. Is it like drops?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm.
Remember you used to do that? You were mad about clothes and you were mad about timing the drops, like runners and stuff like that.
That was only for a pair of dunks.
No, you were mad. You were always looking for the drops.
Well, cop the drop.
Cop the drop.
I love drops. I just like drops.
I still have, from that era of the podcast, Prime, bottles of Prime were going for 15 euros.
Jesus. Remember you got a bag of them?
I still have them in the house because I think maybe they'll be worth something. Like the old, like
first editions.
Yeah, kind of first edition Primes.
First edition
Prime Primes. Prime Primes. Next.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Tegan. I'm from Tala and I'm a big fan of the podcast. Thank you. I went to your live show on February the 12th and I thought it was absolutely brilliant. You guys never fail to make me cry with laughter. Oh. And out of all the podcasts I listen to, you are my overall favourite.
Wow. I'd like to know what the others are.
Yeah. Anyway, my question for you both is, if you could write a book, what would be the first and last line of that book? It can be anything at all. Silly, funny, sad, spooky, etc. I look forward to hearing from you. Kind regards, Tegan.
Mm. Hello, goodbye.
good. Once upon a time and the end. What would the first line be? If you were to write a book, you'd need to figure out what the fucking book is, no?
If it was your autobiography.
Oh,
you'd write a book and call it "My Son Can Play the Piano."
You can play.
Well, the first line is "He was ready."
Yes.
And the last line,
this makes
he wasn't ready.
This won't make sense.
It should have been the other way around. Like they said, he wasn't ready.
They were right.
Well, this makes sense.
Yeah, what's coming out first?
Oh, right.
This egg chicken. This will make sense if you listen to the main episode after this,
which is now for a bit.
Next Unless this is the second
there's
episode.
There's no main episode this week, am I right?
There's no main episode this week. We're stripping it back to just a bonus.
Well, this is kind of a lengthy bonus now. I feel it's a little bit, doesn't it?
A girthy one.
Chunky bonus.
Chunky bonus, yeah. But
forget the quality, feel the width.
Yes, Ed.
Forget the quality. Jesus.
What do you mean by that?
It's an old saying. That the it does exist. I didn't just make it up. It's when they're selling clothes in a clothes market, or like they go, oh, forget the quality, feel the whiff. As if it was thick and chunky. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it too. It's like your cubes of mashed potato.
Chunky
tubes.
Yeah, that's kind of like what they like. Chunky tubes.
Little dice. Oh, I don't know. He took a chance.
That's a good one.
Open with that. What? He took a chance.
If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hands.
Sit down.
And then at the end, I'll just say, see you later. I'll be like, all these pages in the middle are blank.
It's not called The Secret. It's called, like, The Thing No One Knows.
Just Jordan's. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hands. Next page. It's just a pug.
Yeah, fill in the blanks.
Just different animals. Different things. Charizard and all. And then at the end, like, see you later. And be like number one. And they'd be like, why is it so good? We don't know.
Like an art piece.
It's just modern art. I miss being a painter.
You should get back to it, man.
I used to be an artist. Draw the doll every Tuesday.
But I'm bumped.
Absolutely brilliant joke.
Stunning.
That is a brilliant joke.
What do you call a fella from Dublin? Dublin? Where's that? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to call him because I don't know where that is. What do you call a fella from Dublin who likes to break up fights? Liam Malone.
Yeah. Zinger.
You can have that one.
That's a belter. Liam Malone.
Liam Malone.
Liam Malone.
Ah, yeah. No, Liam Malone.
Bit of a follow up here, Joe, from your mechanical debacle.
Oh, shit. Right. Oof. Did I talk about that on the podcast, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, you did.
Okay, good.
Oh, there's your iPhone 17.
There goes my iPhone 17 Pro Max.
There it is.
512 gigabytes.
Did you hear the heft of that bump?
My God. Went through two floors.
I was just listening to the episode where Joe talks about mechanics on my way home from work in the car. See where this is going to go?
In the car?
Mm.
Oh, God.
He briefly talks about getting his clutch box replaced. When I was on the way home, I started to feel the clutch getting more loose.
Ooh.
By the time I got home, just as I parked the car outside my house, I found the clutch box had completely gone in my car. Joe, you jinxed me, you bollocks.
Fuck.
Stuart from Bray.
Oh, Stuart.
I manifested a by accident on him. Sorry, man. Oh, I am so sorry. That's going to be so expensive to fix.
Could you recommend a good mechanic?
There is none. There's none.
They don't exist. I recommend getting an electric car because they can't break down and fuck mechanics. As soon as everyone has electric cars, all mechanics will be out of business.
My uncle's a mechanic.
Well, fuck him.
He's not even.
Ah, no. We need mechanics. It's just, that was... I mean, they're just...
You just got a stinger of one.
No, but I've had so many. I haven't had one good experience with a mechanic.
Hey, did you get that email I forwarded you?
I did get that email. I got that email.
That was nice.
From a listener. A listener of the podcast said that they would help out with the car, but should the thing's fixed now?
But in future, it's nice to know.
In future, yeah. In future, I'm going to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
My ma has a mechanic that comes to the gaff.
He's
a freelance mechanic.
He's a freelancer, it's even worse.
He's a freelancer and he has a big toolbox.
Hey, my clutch box is gone.
I'm here to change your oil.
No bother, Mrs. God. Gunway. Not a bother.
Let me take a look at your exhaust pipe.
All right, enough of my man with mechanics.
Moving on. James from Georgia.
Speak of the devil, and he will.
And the devil went down to Georgia.
Show himself.
The devil did. Yeah, he'll appear.
This is an advertisement that arrived in the mailbox today here in Columbus, Georgia.
What?
I'm going to show it to you now. This is no big deal, especially here in the South. If I didn't spend most of my time listening to yous. See the way it says yous?
Ah, nice, nice.
And other Irish folks, I doubt I'd even think twice about it. I'm curious to know what you think about it, but I completely understand if you don't bring it up on the podcast. But holy shit, what a world. Maybe you can use it somewhere other than stall it. Good times are in season. James in Georgia, it's essentially... I'm going to hand it over to Joe here. There's one photograph.
Oh my God.
Guns.
It's a gun show sale.
Wow. I mean, they're expensive. They're not cheap.
How much is it for a gun?
The cheapest one on here is $179.99. That's a savings of $20.
I've bought pellet guns there, hadn't I?
Oh my God. And then the ammo and everything like that.
And here's another one, look.
I like that they call it sports.
Look, not for a slogan though. Good times are in season.
Jesus.
That's fucking alien to me, isn't it? Like, that's just alien, isn't it?
So those handguns are like $199, but they have rifles here for... Oh no, that's $100 off, so it's like $500. And they have scopes, and they have earmuffs, and they have bullets, 20% off. I mean, they would be fun. I'd just be afraid. I wouldn't be able to go out to the woods with a...
I'd be afraid to hold a gun. Like if I don't know, if my life depended on it, like if someone was standing in front of me with a gun and I had a gun, I'd be afraid to shoot him. He'd probably just shoot me. I'd die.
That you'd die?
Yeah, I'd be afraid to shoot him. I'd be afraid to pull the trigger of a gun.
Have you ever done it?
No.
When
we were in Vegas last year, Amy was obsessed with going to a shooting range and I wouldn't go.
In case she shot you?
I pulled out. No, I don't know why, I just thought like someone could go Hank.
Yeah.
Could that happen?
Why not? Yeah, I mean, it could technically happen, yeah.
Like someone just like has been tipped over the edge and...
Man, yeah. I was in Texas where my brother-in-law lives and he brought me to the shooting range and they just give you guns. Whatever gun you want, here's the guns. Like going to the bowling alley or something like that and then you go in by yourself, not with them.
You could just like walk around with that. Like, just like,
there was other people there.
I'm going to do something with this now.
They could just be in the horrors and say, do you know what, I had a bad day today, I caught my wife cheating, and then he just, bum, bum, you'd be gone. Like, they're just shooting guns right beside you. It's fucking crazy. It's scary.
I would never go.
It's really scary.
Have you ever been to a gun range?
I went clay pigeon shooting once. Have to say, very enjoyable.
It is.
It really is frighteningly, unsettlingly.
Did you hit Anne?
No.
I'm really good.
They're the plates.
I'm really good at that.
They're the plates that show up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm really good at that.
But it reminds me of Bridgerton.
Such a buzz, I have to say. Like,
no, horse to shoulder.
Fuck.
Kickback. I shot a Desert Eagle in Texas. That's like a shotgun in your hand.
Jesus Christ, I thought you meant an actual eagle.
Oh, no.
I shot a Desert Eagle out of the sky.
No, the fucking gun. Like, it's like a shotgun in a hand. Like, holy
nearly
shit.
Nearly hit you in the forehead.
Yeah, it would. It would. It would fly out of your hand if you weren't careful. Like, it's just guns do not. They don't need to be that powerful. Like, I don't know how powerful you need a gun
there
to be.
There should just be one gun for the world that just shoots a bullet.
Simple as that.
But there's like loads of, like, why is there a fucking bazooka? It's not a gun, is it? It's a missile.
Yeah.
What's a gun? Remember, do you know the guns that, like, they have, like, loads of fucking...
machine guns.
Yeah, but the big one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Are like they just films?
A turda?
Yeah, that you'd see on the back of a fucking army tank.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they called?
Like a turda.
A turda?
Yeah, turda.
Turret. Why did they exist?
Turret.
Why does a shotgun exist?
Well, if you think back to the first ever gun, would have been a musket.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to pour the gunpowder into the bottom of the gun,
yeah.
And then you pump a load of pellets down and squash it, so it didn't just, like, you had to really
imagine being in a get rid of the air. One-on-one shootout. It's like the first one to load up the gun, but putting gunpowder in it and fucking press it down, licking the top of it, like just fucking
spitting into it,
shouting at it,
taking a break in the middle, like just putting them. Just 1 second, lads.
Hang on.
Fart into it. Trying to go up and down 7 times.
Are you ever playing football and then your laces are open and you have to stop?
Yeah.
And the match is still going on. You look at it, hang on, just tell me, like, hang on.
It's like when you watch football on the telly, like professional fucking Man United or whatever, and one of them's just nailed down fixing their lace. You're like, just fucking come on, we need a goal, man. Literally fucking tying your lace, like. Or if the commentator is replaying a goal and talking about the goal, but something's happening in the match, like, it's like, fuck off, Gary Neville.
The evolution of guns are kind of interesting. Like, how it went from even getting to the musket was impressive. Because it was cannons first. Because they had cannonballs. And then they were like, how do you make these smaller and more agile? Just to shoot without a castle. If you were attacking somebody, you'd bring a cannon, load of gunpowder down, boom, you'd shoot a cannon. And then it went to the musket. But then after that, like, again, there was a slow evolution, but then it got to a point where they made, was it a Colt 45?
And two zigzags.
It rotated the barrel, yeah.
Yeah, so a revolver, you could shoot it, and then another one would just replace it. That's what you know the revolver, like, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it's called, revolvers, because a little barrel in it spins. So to be able to shoot somebody.
Multiple.
And not have to reload.
Was game changer.
Game changer. And that's how they won wars and stuff in America.
Hmm.
It's insane.
Thanks, James and Georgia.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Did you buy one, James?
Hey, James, do you want a gun?
I'm going to edit this that when Darren says, will James and Georgia, if he was to buy me something, and I went to visit, and I'm going to snip it into this bit. I'm talking about the guns.
And, like, slow it down and make it real dark.
Well, that's mad.
If I bought something and sent it to James from Georgia,
would I be able to pick it up,
James? I didn't even know that.
And then he said to me, if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, man.
I didn't even know he emailed. And then that man from the north that brought the mysterious package to me, Maz.
It's all coming together. If I had a gun, I would shoot your hand off that microphone.
Yeah, well, you don't.
Bing!
Yeah, but
it bounced off his ring.
That's it, boys. That's it. Good episode. Good bonusing.
Oh, yeah?
We went down to bonus town.
Where the questions are only deadly.
Right.
Okay.
Enough of that now.
I miss jingles. I miss jingles. People don't do them anymore. Bring them back.
Bring them back.
Bring it back. Sing it back. Bring it back to mine. Is that Sophie Ellis Baxter?
I don't think it is.
That's Maloko, Roisin Murphy.
Roisin Murphy, is she Irish?
She was born in Wexford.
Oh.
Then went to England at a youngish teenage years.
Traitor.
My uncle went to England.
Traitor.
And he was a mechanic.
Cunt.
Right, peace out.
Go on. All the best.